Good morning. It's Friday, December 12th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. After recording his last four albums in Los Angeles, Wichita musician David Lord returned to Wichita for his latest record, Way Over the Rainbow. We have Jed Bodwin's conversation with Lord after the news. A boil water advisory for Park City was lifted yesterday. Officials with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment say that testing of the city's drinking water shows no bacterial contamination. The advisory was issued earlier this week because of a waterline break. The malfunction led to a loss of pressure in the water system, which officials say might have reduced the effect of chlorine residuals. Those are needed to kill bacteria in the water distribution system. The unemployment rate for Sedgwick County dropped about 13% in September. That's according to preliminary numbers from the Kansas Department of Labor. The jobs report was delayed because of the government shutdown this fall. Data from November is scheduled to be released next month. Sedgwick County's unemployment rate was 13.9% in September. About 11,000 people reported being unemployed. Statewide, the rate remained unchanged at 3.8%. Officials say non-farm jobs decreased by 300 in September. The largest job growth in the private sector came in the financial activities sector. If major proposed cuts to federal environmental programs pass in January, that could shift the burden of enforcing regulations to Kansas and other states. That's according to a new report by the Environmental Integrity Project, a national advocacy group. Funding and staffing for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has held steady for 15 years, but those resources could soon be stretched thin. Jen Duggan is the executive director of the Environmental Integrity Project.
These agencies ensure that our drinking water is clean and safe, that the air we breathe is free from harmful pollution, and that our rivers, lakes, and coastal waters remain healthy.
The Trump administration says its proposed budget reins in unnecessary regulation and deprioritizes renewable energy research. Yesterday, Johnson County officials withdrew plans for a special sales tax election in the spring. It comes after a Kansas judge ruled against the proposal earlier this week. Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service has more.
Johnson County's quarter-cent sales tax for public safety was originally enacted in 2016 with authorization from the Kansas legislature. The county wanted to extend it and use the annual $54 million of revenue for mental health and emergency medical services. But the judge sided with Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach, who argued the tax authority granted by the legislature only allowed the funds to be used for things like construction of law enforcement facilities. Democratic Johnson County Commission Chair Mike Kelly says the county will look elsewhere to pay for the services when it builds a budget next year.
But trust me, they will be funded. We will take care of our public safety services.
The current sales tax is set to expire in early 2027. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas Board of Regents announced a new president yesterday for Emporia State University. KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
In a unanimous vote, the Regents named Matthew Baker as Emporia State's next president. He is currently Vice President of Student Affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. Baker will take over from Emporia State President Ken Hush, who is retiring. Baker says he wants to cultivate a culture of trust and belonging at Emporia State.
A university thrives when its faculty and staff feel valued, its students feel seen, and its leaders listen with intention.
Emporia State made national news in 2022 when Hush fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of those professors are suing the university in federal court. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
Hui Nguyen will be honored at the 43rd William Inge Theater Festival next year. Nguyen is an Emmy Award-winning writer, filmmaker, and playwright. He's written plays such as She Kills Monsters. He also wrote the Disney film Raya and the Last Dragon, which was nominated for a 2022 Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. He also co-founded the company Vampire Cowboys, known for geek theater. Nguyen will be presented with the William Inge Distinguished Achievement in the American Theater Award. The festival is in April in Inge's hometown of Independence. The Sedgwick County Election Office has opened submissions for the student design contest for the 2026 I Voted sticker. The competition is open to students in grades 6 through 12 who attend public, private, or home schools in Sedgwick County. A new contest was also announced for students in kindergarten through 5th grade to design future voter stickers. These will be given to children who attend the polls with adult voters. All submissions are due February 27th. There's more information on the Sedgwick County Election Office website. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with L.M. Chilton about his new satirical novel, Everyone in the Group Chat Dies.
It's about a group of roommates who have to solve first the case of a missing person, but things, as you can tell by the title, quickly get out of control and it gets a bit further than just a missing person.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Luann Stevens. Wichita musician David Lord recorded his last four albums in Los Angeles. For his latest record, Way Over the Rainbow, he worked primarily in Wichita. The album also marks the launch of his new record label, Cloud Ear, which he says will focus on recordings made by musicians in Kansas and Chicago. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with David Lord and has more.
So over the years, I know a lot of your records have had, you know, different kind of starting points. Sometimes it's a tuning or a series of tunings that you want to explore, or it's reharmonizing standards. What was kind of the jumping off point for this one?
It all kind of centers around Over the Rainbow. I actually did that arrangement and maybe like 2003. It's very old. It was one of my first experiments with harmonizing or reharmonizing a melody when I was working on my music system, my extended Lydian polychordal system that I started developing around that time. It might be the first time I ever tried taking a melody and then disregarding the chords and then, you know, reharmonizing the melody that way, and then writing several parts that then kind of overlap. So I've had this arrangement sitting around for a very long time, and then finally recorded it in 2020 with Charles and then Dale Black. And so that was sort of the centerpiece of the album, and then I kind of chose all the tunes around that.
Did you have a particular affinity for the song Over the Rainbow, you know, growing up or starting off as a musician?
Well, I think being from Kansas, of course, you know, like that's the one thing that you hear everywhere you go is about Wizard of Oz. It's the only thing anybody knows about Kansas. And I was never like a big fan of the movie growing up or anything like that. That didn't really have any special meaning. But I think being from Kansas, I think at one point it dawned on me, you know, in order to go over the rainbow, you have to go through Kansas. That's the portal to get over the rainbow in the movie, you know. So I just sort of liked that concept. And even the song itself, I never had a particular affinity for or anything, but I think it was just sort of a fun one to play with.
So you worked on this with Charles Rumbach back in 2020. And just in case people don't know, he had grown up in Hutchinson. You'd grown up here in Wichita. And then he moved to Chicago and had made a lot of music up there. But you two did not know each other up until around the time that you made this album.
No, he heard about my Forest Standards records and saw that this guy from Kansas was playing with all these, you know, musicians that he knew, like Chad Taylor and Jeff Parker, people that he had worked with as well. And it's just like, you know, what in the world's going on? It's like, we're, you know, we know the same people, we're from the same area. So he just reached out to me and we became friends just, you know, over the phone and so forth, just with that connection, and, you know, very like-minded musically and so forth. And then we've just kind of been working together ever since.
Well, the other way, I guess, that Over the Rainbow is appropriate is that this record sees you returning home. You recorded your four Force Standards albums essentially in Los Angeles with Chris Schlarb, and now this one is really, by and large, done right here in Wichita.
You know, launching a label with a lot of the work being done here, I thought the Kansas theme was kind of a nice start to it. So yeah, with the label, it'll be a lot of music that I've produced here, and then a lot of projects in Chicago that Charles is involved with and stuff I've done up there, things that he's done with other musicians. So it's going to be kind of a Wichita-Chicago connection, like focus as far as our releases.
David Lord's new album, Way Over the Rainbow, is out today. You can read more of the story at kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. Have a good weekend. We're back on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
We've talked about this before, when people do the thing that they think sounds smart and clever and highfalutin, and they're absolutely wrong.
Such as octopi, yeah.
We're jumping into the world of Latin and Greek plurals and all of the confusion they cause for us English speakers. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.